Our gospel reading for today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, starting at the 11th verse. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Here is Namdi Maduka, our associate minister.
Today is the third Sunday of Easter. Jesus is our good shepherd. So we shall not want, for he will lead us beside still waters. We should not be afraid. He is a shepherd who is ready to lay down his life for his sheep. He is not a hireling. He is a good shepherd. A shepherd that loves his sheep and develops a close, intimate relationship with them so that he can know, so that we, his sheep, can know his voice and trust him. He understands our needs. He understands when we are threatened and what makes us sick. He works tirelessly to provide protection, security, food, shelter, and warmth. He leads us to fresh pasture and fresh waters. He searches out for any of us when we go astray. He defends us against all our enemies. Even when the wolf comes, he stays back to fight. He is a good shepherd. He is not a hireling. A hireling will see a wolf coming and he will run away. He protects us from every harm and every evil. So even if we walk through the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because he is with us. His rod and staff, they comfort us. He goes ahead of us to make our path straight. He also disciplines and corrects us. He comforts us when we are hurt or fearful. And he keeps us on the move, so that we don't get into a rut. When we are sick and when we have injury, he anoints us with oil. He keeps us from fighting and from hurting each other. These are all that a good shepherd does. The same applies to what Jesus does for us. He is a good shepherd. He is always ready to keep us protected, no matter what befalls us. One of the greatest burdens that Jesus has for his sheep will be seen in verse 16. "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, so there will be one flock, one shepherd." Jesus is going about looking for his lost sheep. His desire is to bring them back to the fold. He has also commanded us to go and find the lost sheep that has left his fold and bring them in. bring the wandering souls to Jesus. This is what he has commanded us to do. And so we have a duty to proclaim, a work to do. He is willing to leave even the 99 to go and look for one. It is his desire that none of his children will perish, but all will have everlasting life. No matter how rough the road is, no matter how steep it is, Jesus, our Good Shepherd, is always ready to go to the desert to find his missing sheep. He paid a price for that through his blood that was shed, through his body that was torn, his hands that were pierced. This is all he paid to bring us back. It is absolutely essential to be certain about who we are in Christ and to really understand how much God loves us and how he looks upon us. Only when we have grasped this can everything else fall into its proper place. Max Lucado rightly puts it this way by saying, if our greatest need has been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need has been technology, God would have sent a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. But since our greatest need was forgiveness, God sent us a savior. May he continue to be our great shepherd until every sheep has been found into his fold. Amen.